That music you're hearing is W.C. Handy. Yesterday was his birthday, not today. Yesterday was his birthday. That was the Memphis Blues. William C. Handy born on this day and yesterday in 1873. And we're going to take a look before we jump into our program, of course, as we do every day, this day in history, November the 18th. Yesterday, by the way, some things did happen. Besides W.C. Handy's birthday, I learned from one of our guest's Facebook pages that it was also Nancy Green's birthday, 1834. People, who is Nancy Green? Nancy Green was the woman they use as the face of Aunt Jemima. She was born a slave. She drew thousands, tens of thousands of people when she went to fairs as this character. But she was a storyteller, a very brilliant woman who used the money she made doing this to be a real social activist, fighting against segregation, discrimination, fighting against poverty. So on this day, she was born in 1834. And yesterday, of course, Doris Lessing passed away, who wrote the Golden Notebook. She was born in what was then Rhodesia, Zimbabwe. She was a fighter against racism. She was one of those people who were given the, even though she denied it, said it wasn't me, that when she wrote the Golden Notebook, of kind of pushing women's issues and saying women are the power of women to stand up to for their own lives. It was all that was part of her life. She won the Nobel Prize in 2007 when she was 87, and she said, "I don't really care." It made no difference to her. She didn't even know about it until they knocked on her door in London. But they say she passed away in her sleep. She was an incredible writer. On this day in history, in 1493, Christopher Columbus stumbled into an island that we call now Puerto Rico. This was the day that the Battle of Vertieres was fought. The last major battle of the Haitian Revolution, leading to the establishment of the Republic of Haiti, was on this day in 1803. This was the day in 1883 that American and Canadian railroads instituted the five standard continental time zones, because during that time, every town had its own time zone, its own clock. This changed things, so that's where we got our time zones from. This is the day in 1903 that the Hay-Manal-Varilla Treaty was signed by the United States and Panama that gave U.S. control of the Panama Canal Zone. The part they don't tell us in American history books is that Panama was stolen from Colombia by the United States so they could build their canal zone. Panama was never, it was always part, it was the northern part of Colombia. It was where most of the Afro-Colombians lived, was in what's now Panama. This was the day in 1926 that George Bernard Shaw refused to accept money for this Nobel Prize in literature. His quote was, I can forgive Alfred Nobel for inventing dynamite, but only a fiend in human form could have invented the Nobel Prize. So he did not take the money. This is the day the revolutionary movement was founded, called the Popular Socialist Youth, in Cuba in 1944. That was a great direct underpinning to the Cuban Revolution. This is the day in 1961 that President John F. Kennedy sent 18,000 military advisors to South Vietnam. This was the day that, in 1977, that Robert Edward Chambliss, the former Klan leader, was convicted of first-degree murder in connection with the 1963 bombing of the 16th Street Baptist Church in Birmingham, Alabama. That killed, as we all know, four young African-American women, girls. This is the day in 1978 in Jonestown, Guyana, that Jim Jones led his people's temple into a mass suicide that claimed 918 lives, 909 of them in Jonestown itself, including over 270 children who died first. Congressman Leo Ryan was assassinated and killed that day by Jim Jones. It was a very weird time in history. Those of us around remember it because he started this church as one of the first multiracial churches in America, fighting against racism, pro-socialist. Something got very twisted at the end. So on this day in 1978, Jim Jones passed away, but as did 918 other people, 909 of them taking their own lives in Jonestown. This is the day in 1988 that President Ronald Reagan declared his war on drugs, signing a bill into law for the death penalty for drug traffickers. This is the day that 1993, the North American Free Trade Agreement is ratified by the House. We'll be talking about what came after that, which is this TPP. It's in the next hour. This is the day that, on this day in 1900, Howard Thurman, the brilliant theologian, and the first African-American to hold a full-time research position, teaching position at Boston University, was born in 1900. And you should go to our website, steinershow.org. We've had numerous shows about Howard Thurman. You can listen to them online there. This is the day in 1939. Another incredible writer was born, Margaret Atwood, Canadian writer. This is the day in 1956. Sinbad the Comedian was born, as well as Len Bias in 1963 on this day, who, of course, died tragically in 1986. This was the day in 1922 Marcel Proust was born, the French philosopher and author. In 1972, Danny Whitten was born, American singer-songwriter from the group Crazy Horse. In 1976, on this day, Man Ray died, who was a great, incredible photographer and painter. We'll connect to her stuff on the web. This is a day, and we'll hear some of his music. In 1994, the great Cab Calloway passed away, as this 1999 Paul Bowles, a writer, economist, and thinker, passed away on this day in 1999. And that was this day in history, November the 18th. We'll be right back with our panel. Don't go away.